Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Mem Bavim Bamatzia, as we learn for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I'm assuming Batsara Rashivya, including all of us, right? Everybody's Batsara's here. All right. So now the Gemara yesterday had a machlok between Rav and Levi. Does a matbeah make chalipin? What is chalipin? Chalipin is a barter where you can exchange. It's a kind of a kinyan where you exchange one item for another. I give you something, you give me something. Okay. So as soon as I give you the item, we agree on a deal. So we just had this with the rabbi, with the showing the chametz. The rabbi gives us his handkerchief or his pen, whatever. And in return, we give him the rights to sell our chametz, etc. Okay, so that's chalipin. The question is, can you do chalipin with a coin? So there's a machlokas about that. One says you can, but the predominant opinion is that you cannot do chalipin with a coin. Meaning, if I give you a coin in order to get your item back, doesn't work that way. Why? Because when you give a coin, his kavana is on, not on the metal, but on the value, on the image. And since that can be easily retracted, the government can say, this coin is no longer valid. We got to use new ones. Therefore, the rabbi said, you can't do chalipin with a coin. That's the question. Can a coin affect chalipin or not? So the predominant opinion is that it cannot. And we had discussion yesterday, and then we tried to bring proofs one way or another. And the Gemara here on the 11th line on Mem Bav Amud Aleph, where we left off, continues this discussion. But Afra Papa, even Rav Papa Hodor Bey, right? We say ain't mit bei chalipin, and first we wanted to say Rav Papa held maybe that there is chalipin, but we said no. Afra Papa Hodor Bey, he also retracted and said that you cannot that a coin cannot affect chalipin. It cannot affect chalipin. So we had yesterday, where was Rav Papa first brought down? Gemara tried to bring Akasha one way or another. He says, Amar Rav Papa, my time Rav Eimat Be'er. He brought the reason why Eimat Be'er Nasa Chalipin. And then he says, no, Afilu Mandar Eimat Be'er Chalipin, Mevru Lovat, Chalipin Akini Makne Miknum Chalipin. You have a pair. In other words, that the question was that even though Eimat Be'er cannot be made Chalipin, but you can use it as an exchange, meaning the item when the, as we'll see on tomorrow's daf, the question is whose item goes to whom. So we're going to come out that it's the kona. The predominant opinion again is that the kona, the one who acquires it. So example, when we're, let's say, giving our chametz or the rights to the chametz to the rabbi, he's acquiring our rights and he gives us something in return. He gives us something in return that. So he says, even the Papa wanted to say, I feel mandam ra'imat be'anasa chalipin, the coin cannot affect the chalipin. In other words, if I give you a coin, it doesn't work that way that I acquire your item, but it can be acquired with chalipin. Just like Paris with Nachman, the Gemara said that, so Gemara wanted to say that. And the Gemara came out that no, that it doesn't work either way. The coins cannot be affected with, it cannot affect the chalipin or be exchanged for the chalipin. Okay, so Rav Papa also retracted. Rav Papa Hadarbei, why? Get Rav Papa, the Gemara says in the 11th, 12th line on the page. How about they trace off? These are the famous story. Rav Papa had 12,000 dinars Bechazoi in that place, Bechazoi, that somebody owed him that money. He had that money there. And he wanted to acquire it, but he wanted to get it back. But the person holding it for him only wanted to give it to Rav Papa himself. He didn't want to give it to a messenger who might lose the money on the road, and then he'd be responsible for it anyway. So the only way he could get it was if Rav Papa gave it to somebody else. Who was it, somebody else? Rav Shmuel Baracha was on his way to Bechazoi. So Rav Papa gave him the 12,000 shekels, gave it to him. Aknin, he gave it to him. Agav asif tvesa, as agav, meaning attached to his threshold of his house. Meaning, he gave him a piece of his house, like a blot, one of the blotot, or a piece of stone in his house. He gave him that's karka, something attached to the ground. And together with that, he was kona agav. That's how you can acquire. Remember, kinyan agav. If I still give you karka, I can give you my car with the car. Make a kinyan on the karka. You can get the car with the karka, even though the car is not on the karka. That's how kinyan agav works. So that's how he gave it to him. And why did he give it to him that way? Why didn't he just give him an exchange? Why didn't he tell Rav Shmuel Baracha, I'll have to give you the money because the guy who's holding my money doesn't want to give it. He only wants to give it to the owner. So how do I give it to you? I'll tell you what, let's do a chalipin. Give me a handkerchief and I'll give you the money. Didn't work that way. Why? Because when it comes to giving money, money doesn't work. Money cannot affect the barter. Cannot affect the barter. Remember, Rav Papa explained yesterday the svara of Eimat Be'er Nasa Chalipin, because your mind is on the coinage and the coinage can be canceled by the government. But then Rav Pappa want to say, even though the whole Ein Mabeya cannot, the Mabeya cannot make the chalipin, because the guy who gets the money is thinking about the money, the value, not the metal itself. But it could be acquired with chalipin, even though it can't affect the chalipin. But if you gave something else, if you gave him a handkerchief in return for money, that would work. But then he was chozer, because Rav Pappa himself had 12,000 shekels, 12,000 dinars, and he wanted to give it to Shmuel Nachman in order to be able to collect it from him, because Shmuel Nachman was going to that place to get the money, and the person holding the money would not give it to him unless he was the owner. So he gave it to him with the Kinyan Agav based on his house. He gave him a piece of his house, and with that he got the money. But he didn't give it to him with a barter. Why not? Because it wouldn't work. And he was so happy. Papa was so happy when Rav Shmuel Baracha came back with the money. He also, when he came back, Nafik Lapei Atavach, he went all the way to Tavach HaSidi. And he went a far distance just to greet him. So that's the idea here, that not only is Mabeya cannot affect Chalipin, Ein Mabeya Nikna B'Chalipin. That was the Machlokas we said yesterday. We started with Rav and Levi. That Rav Levi, Chara Mabeya Nasa Chalipin, Chara Ein Mabeya Nasa Chalipin. Can a mabeya make chalipin or not? Not only can it not make chalipin, it also cannot be acquired by a chalipin, as we see from the stories of Papa. The Chena Ra'ula, not only do we have Rav and Levi, one of them said that ain't mabeya nas chalipin, and Chena Ra'ula ain't mabeya nas chalipin, the Chena Ravasi, so all these rabbis hold that a mabeya, a coin, cannot affect a barter. Eisvei, Rav Abba, Le'ula. So yes, in this kasha. Haresha, how you Chamarav Pol Tovin, Osa B'Shuk. Person had some workers. He had a donkey driver and workers, and they were demanding their paycheck in the market. And he didn't. The owner did not have them. Did not have any. The Baal Bais didn't have any money with him. Amar L'Shulchan, he said to the money changer, "Pay me b'dirmos. Give me a dinner's worth of money, and Ba'afar same, and I'll pay them off. I'll supply them." And I'll give you a good dinner and treses, a little more than that, like a small ma'a, Rashi says. I'll give you a little extra from my house. Now listen to this, right? He says, give me $100 now, and I'll give you $101 that I have in my house. Is that not ribit? Is that not interest? So if he has money at home, what's are you allowed to? Why? Because that's like saying an exchange. Let's say I say, you know what? I have an old $100 bill, but I see you have a crisp new one. Okay, give me $100. Give me the 100 crisp, and I'll give you 101 of my old coins or whatever. Let's say I'll give you 101, or let's say give me a dollar, and I'll give you 101 pennies that I have at home. Can you do that? Is that rebit? Is that no? It's not rebit because rebit is only if it's you're paying money for time value, for holding it for a period of time. Here you're doing it right by makom. It's like an exchange. If you go to money changer, you give him a dollar and he gives you 3.5 shekels. And then he gives 3.89 to somebody else, whatever. You can call that. It's not really, but that's an exchange. So if he has the money at home, he says, listen, I have some money at home. Can you just lend me the money now and I'll give it back to you? I'll give you a little extra. That's mutter. Imlav, if he doesn't have the money at home, then it's also because then it's like rebit. Because you're giving, I don't have the money at home. Give me the money now and I'll pay you back later on a little bit extra. That's already interest. That's rebit. Wait a minute. If you say that a mabeya cannot affect chalipin, what is this? This is chalipin, right? You give me $100 and I'll give you back 101 from my house. That's what he's saying. But if you say that you cannot make chalipin with money, so then it's a loan. And the loan should be also, I'm giving back to you. Ishtik. So when he asked him this kasha, as Rav Abba asked the kasha of Ula. Ula was one of these rabbis who said that ain't mabeya nasa chalipin. Here's mashma that mabeya could make chalipin, because if mabeya cannot affect chalipin, cannot affect an exchange, an immediate exchange, and he's giving him, as soon as the money changer gives him, let's say $100, he owes him the other $101 that he has at home. But if you can't affect an exchange with money, right? You can't make an exchange like that. So then it's a loan, and a loan would be also because you're giving ribbit. Ishtik. So Ula didn't have an answer. Omalei, Rav Abba himself, who asked the kasha, said to Ula, maybe we're not talking about here cash at all. Maybe when he exchanged, it wasn't cash, it was simply metal, like asimonium, like blanks that weren't stamped yet with an image. There's no coinage on it. There's no They don't have an image, a form on them, so that it's not a coin. Vidi, vidi, pera. Both we're talking about here, they're both produce. Anything which is not a coin and not a kli is like produce, meaning whether it's animals, whether it's metal, whatever it is, that's produce. That's why it works with Chalipin. Amalei. So we'll say you're right. That's not what it is. Ain. It is. That's really why it worked over here. It worked over here not because of that it was a money exchange. Money cannot affect a barter, as we said before, because your mind is on the coinage, not on the exchange. But over here was simply metal. They were exchanging metal for one another. And ain't and Amalei ain't. And they can, I mean, you see it as a proof also. You tell Yafa Dina Vitrise, look, Tony Dinar Yafa Vitrise, Shmaminov. And he said to him, listen, give me $100 and I'll give you a good $101, a good, some nice crisp new coins that I have at home. That would have said dinner Yafa. I'll give you a nice dinner. But he said Yafa dinner, like the value of a dinner. So he's talking about metal. He's talking about simply like Asimonim blanks. And that's why it worked over here as Chalipin. So again, we're maintaining that ain not be'a nasa chalipin, and also ain not be'a nikna b'chalipin. Not only that, but over here where it does work, it works because it's not a matbea. It's not a coin at all. It's simply a blank. Rav Ashi says la'olam b'damim u'v'putas. Really, the truth is that you could say that it's with for the value of the money and this metal, but you don't have to say this answer that it's not. It's a chalip. B'damim means it's really a purchase with money, meaning it's not chalipin. It's not a barter and exchange one item for another. One piece of metal for another. It is pieces of metal, but it's talking about its value. Keeping the islay, because since he has it at home, we said before, and we're going to have it later on, that if you say, lend me money for a period of time, but I have the money. My son is coming home from the bank with the money, or I have it's in my safe, and I don't have the key to the safe. That's okay. That's not ribbit. The rabbanon, where not goes there, that goes if it's not coinage. If it's here, like paprutas, if it's pieces of metal. So the answer in both cases is that it's not coins. We're not talking about coins. We're talking about pieces of metal. The first answer was that it's pieces of metal. So it's like I'm exchanging one piece of metal for another piece of metal. I'm giving you a little bit more metal later on. Okay, that's all right. I can do that, right? I'm giving you better metal or whatever. I'm exchanging metal. And therefore, a barter like that works. I can exchange one item for another. I can give you a shirt and you give me a pair of pants. That's okay. It could do that way. Rashi says, you don't even say it was chalipin. It was metal, but with metal we had before, chita b'chita. Remember, we said you shouldn't borrow a bushel of wheat for another bushel of wheat. Why? Because the value might go up. And the rabbi said, that's similar to rebit. So here also. But if you have the wheat at the time, it's okay. If I say, listen, let me borrow a bushel of wheat. I have some wheat back in my house. I don't have it with me. Can I borrow? That's okay. That rabbanon were not gozer in that case. Same thing over here. It was metal for metal. Given the islay, since I have it at home, nasik omer, let's as if he said, lend me this bushel, achi abu b'ni, until my son comes home, achi em son of tech, until I find the key. So either way, we're
didn't
not
the guy say, money. Give me mos, give me money? Im yeshli.
No, it doesn't mean that. Lolem b'damim, over here, dumb does not mean give him money. That's going to be another case we're going to have later on. Over here, it's speaking about where he told him that it's not a case of chalipin, it's a case of money. Take a look at Rashi, seven lines from the bottom of the page. Rashi Malolo Baputos, he could have come at Midikani Yafa dinner. It is we're not talking about coins. Miu time alabishim nik, it's not because of chalipin. Shafilu isnibatos dumam. Dumam means I bought it from you. I'm gonna give me this and I'll give me $100 here and I'll pay you back later on. Let me buy $100 from you and I'll give you $101 later on. Ain't come ribbit agonatle. It's not ribbit of waiting for money. Shafilu levoa, even if it was a loan, and we're talking about not coins, but it's talking about metal. So mutu losses low, if you can give more, the habile alvena shev money, like we had the case before. When it comes to, again, ribbit menatora is only, I give you $100, you pay me back in a week $110. That's clear ribbit. For the value of, for the advantage of you holding on to the money for a period of time, you're giving me more, that's clear ribbit. The rabbis were gozer. You shouldn't even give wheat, a bushel of wheat, and pay me back later on with a bushel of wheat. Why? Because the bushel of wheat may go up in value, and it's like ribbit. So that's exerid rabbanim. However, if I have the wheat at home, I say, listen, you give me a bushel of wheat. I have some at home right now. I just not home right now. I'll give it back to you later on. That's okay, because since I have it, it's not like the case of achita b'chita. The rabbanim were not gozer in that case. Rashi brought it down already. We're going to have it in a mishnah later on. Rashi brought it down on yesterday's daf, rather on Friday's daf.
It's Friday's
Friday
stuff, yes.
stuff, Rashi said over there, Shalom Aseilah Vigabisavasotanan. It's in a sense, Nikdin Lamalva, Uvishusohukra, the Ribbisavasadraban. It's only the Savasad, meaning a bushel for a bushel of wheat, is only an Isadraban. So they weren't gozer in that case. And that's what you mean over
Yes, the
here,
only
too.
thing is that the guy said, Tehillim Mos, I should pay the workers. He told the
Right.
Shulchani, give me.
So
So he's paying the
it's
Shulchani
not
with it. What
mo.
is he paying? What
Right.
is he paying the
He didn't say,
Afarsimim with what? With metal?
right. So he didn't say money. He said, Tainli bediner mos, give me a dinner mos for Afarsimim. And he really wasn't saying trisos. That's what the Gemara, that's how the case works out. Give me money, give me cash. But that's what he says. But at the end of the day, we say that's not the case. It's not a
Okay.
case of, that's a case of where he bought it. He bought it, and it's an issue of chalipin. If it would be mos, then it would really be an issue of chalipin. It would be mos nikta b'chalipin if he did it with mos that way. But the answer was no. We were talking about pruto shanu. Like there's no the whole case was speaking about mos shanu choshesh shehem adayin lo tzura. The money that we was talking about was not real money. It wasn't coins, like Rashi says. Mos shanu choshesh shehem adayin shelo b'tzura. In other words, like an asimon, it was a blank copper coins. When he said over here coins, he doesn't mean literally coins. He meant like coins, and that's why it works. Either with chalipin. And chalipin coins, chalipin does work because it's not coins, it's not real money, or because it was simply like a loan, or he advanced the money as a purchase, which is okay if he
He has
has
it at
it at
home.
home. Because he said, I have it at home, and that's why it works. But it's not a, not coins at all. It's not coins.
Well,
Both ways, it's not a coin. The answer in both ways, either Ravashi, who says that it's like a purchase, or the first answer that's chalipin, but we're not talking about coins at all. We're talking about blanks like asimonim that are not real coins. Another proof, Tashma, kol anasa dam ba'achar, anything which is used as payment for something else, kiven shezochazen, is chayvzeh b'chalipin. Okay, what does that mean? Anything which is used to pay as payment for something else, if one guy acquired it, the other guy gets the exchange. So what does that mean? Kol anasa b'chalipin ba'achar, by me, what is that? Is that matbeh? It's like coins. And mashma mina matbeh anasa b'chalipin. We've been arguing all along that ain't matbeh anasa b'chalipin, except according to either Rav or Levi, one of them holds that nasa b'chalipin. But all these other rabbis over here, Ula Ravasi, Rav Archana, we'll see Rav Huna later on also, that a coin cannot affect an exchange. Here it's mashma coin can affect an exchange, because kol anasa dam ba'acher, anything which is used as payment for something else, as soon as you acquire, one person acquired the money, the other guy gets chalipin. So you see, matbeh does make chalipin. Amar b'yurachakam doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean coins. It means kol anishum dam ba'acher, anything which is assessed for somebody else. Assessed, meaning he owed him money and he assessed it and and turned that into a product. Since one person got one, in other words, we're talking about a real exchange of items, of merchandise. We're not talking about or fruits, whatever, but not cash. It means kol nisha, anything which is assessed. One person got the item, the first item, the other guy gets the other item. It's mistavra way because it says he gives an example. The case goes on. Ketzah. Then they tell you say the sefer never says ketzah. I exchange my ox for your cow, or a donkey for a shore. Okay, so we're not talking about cash. We're talking about items. We're talking about fruits. Anything which is not a kli and not money is called fruits or product, whatever. Shema, you see from there. So wait a minute. Well, my desalik. So when you're Havman, when you ask the kasha, Toshma, he said, anything which is used money for something else, once one person gets the first item, if I exchange my cow for your ox, so as soon as you get the cow, I automatically get the ox. So that's the case. This case. So what was your havamina about money? Well, the mighty salakadaita mikara my case. If you said that kol nisham means actual cash, so how does that fit in with the case of kesa hichlif paro b'shar b'paro or chamar b'shar? Obviously, that's not money. Hachikama uperinami avdi chalipin. It means to say this. Anything which is used as payment, which is cash in our Havamina, before we said no, it means as an assessment, but means in the Havamina, we meant that it meant cash. We thought that it meant cash. And not only can cash be used, but also payre also can make chalipin product, can also make chalipin product or merchandise. Case it, Nichlev Shor B'Paro, Chamor B'Shor. So, okay, fine. That's what he's Hanichlev Shesh is Omer Payre of the chalipin. That's fine if you say the Peshchu. We're going to have Machlokas tomorrow. What's the source of chalipin? Rus, right?
Right.
It's called Shalafish Nalu. You can take off his shoe. He made a deal. Boaz made a deal with the guy. Okay, I take over the family stuff. And he gave him his shoe. Okay, he gave him his shoe as an exchange. So there's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Sheisha says it has to be a kli. A kli meaning it's got to be a vessel of some sort of garments, a shoe, a knife, pen, a handkerchief, anything which can be called a kli. So Rav Nachman says, only that works, but not peiros. So anichal Rav Sheshes to Amar peiri av the chalipin. Or Rav Nachman Amar kli ein av a peiri lo. It's got to be a kli, not product. It's got to be dafka a kli, something a kli. An animal is not a kli. Av a peiri lo av the chalipin. My case. How do you explain that? And he's like, you could say, fine, okay, money in the havamina. We said we thought it meant money. We said no, it doesn't mean money. Money cannot be used as barter at all. Again, cannot affect the barter and cannot be used in return. You cannot, if you're giving me money and I'm giving you an animal, I can't say that if you took the animal, I get the money. Even though Mashiach does work, and then you owe me the money, but it doesn't work as chalipim. Okay, so we came out with, but in the Havman we said money does work, and also payers work. So what do you mean? How does payers work according to Rav Sheshes? How do you Rav Sheshes don't pay Rav Nachman? Rav Sheshes payers can make kli. Rav Nachman don't make kli. Ain I will pay low. In my case, what's the case of case over here? It's got to be a kli. It's got to be a shoe, a pen, something, an item, a computer, a gemara, a book, something. It's got to be a kli. It can't be an animal. My case. Hachikamer. Yesh damim shehein kechalipin. There is money which sometimes can be like chalipin. How so? Case up. Hichlif demei shorbapara. What happened over here? I wanted to buy your ox. Okay, so I said, okay, how much is your ox? $100. Fine. Okay, I take your ox and I owe you $100. Then I say, you know what? I have a cow that's worth about $100. Would you take that instead of the money? Yeah, you'll take the cow. So that's the demei shorbapara, meaning you'll take the cow for the value of the ox. Okay, that would work. Okay, well, why would that work? Why would that work in that case? It's also like, you know, you're giving the money. It's still based on money. Isn't that exchange of money? Meaning this, again, the case is, I want to acquire your ox, right? And I'll pay you $100 for it. After I take the ox, I say, instead of the $100, would you take the cow? And you agree to that. Once you agree to that, the cow's yours. So it worked like chalipin, even though it was sort of like
without
the money.
Without
measuring Mashiach on the cow. Exactly. Oh, Dmei Choshwar. My time, Rav Nachman. The answer is like this. I'll tell you why. The Omar, what's the reason why that works over here? In other words, we're saying, how does this work? What's the case of Pesach that hits with Shor Bapara? Shor Bapara, according to Rav Nachman, that can't be chalipin. Why? Because it's got to be a kli. And that doesn't work. The answer of Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan, the Omar Dvar Torah, Moos Konos. This whole idea that we talk about, we mentioned on Friday that there's a machlokes we're going to have between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mina Torah, you could acquire with money, just like by Hegdish, where we find Vinosan Akesef Akumlo. If I give you cash, I own the bread, I own the cow, I own. Cash works as a sale. Except the rabbi said, don't do that. It doesn't work. You need Mashiach. So that I shouldn't say, oh, you know what? You paid me cash for it, but it burnt up meanwhile. Nisrufu Fetecha Baaliyah. Okay, so but Minat Torah, it does work. The answer: Savakar Yechon Domet Dvar Torah Moos Konos. Meimah Omer Mashiach Kara. Why does he have to have Mashiach? Zayr Hashem Yom Lishvod Nisruch Avdecha Aliyah. That's why you have to make Mashiach. So make sure that the purchaser doesn't get messed up, doesn't get doesn't get cheated, because he's going to give cash, and the owner will say, the owner is giving him product, will say, oh, you paid me last week, but meanwhile it burnt down. He's not going to bother trying to save it because the deal is final already. This is a strange case. I say again, I want to buy your ox for $100. We agree. Shake hands and I pull your ox. I owe your ox. Now I say, instead of the $100, I have a paro. You want the paro? You agree. Once you agree, the paro is yours already at that point. So that's a milsa shchich, milsa shchich, goes up on him. And that's, so this is a kind of a sale where the money itself works, meaning I paid for it. I pay for it with the para, and that's I've changed the $100 into the para. You've affected it at that point. Take a look at Rashi. And Rashi Kate said, right, even with the Ghost of Ach, for this money, $100. And I made Mashiach on the shore. I owe you the money. Listen, I got a paro worth it. Shani knows the chabad me ashor. Then he also yachad. They both agreed. The kibbalah and the acceptance. Chayav balapara losses loss of para. I have to give you the para, but ain't echad me'am yochel aser. Vachakam or kolanishim dam acher kolam metatlan shadam shom chaveiro that I assess somebody else who knows the loyishim was the mayim b'shvil chayfetz acher shari lo lokeach. For instead of the I set this up b'shvil chayfetz acher shari lo lokeach kiven shazochabo. In other words, that the purchase was made effectively by the money. And as soon as I gave you this, you're as soon as I agreed to give it to you, so it's like I've given you the money and you're chayiv on anything that happened to it. So that's the idea over here. That that's what Rav Nachman would explain this case. Kate said, Hichlif Shor Bapara doesn't mean a straight exchange of Shor Bapara, because that's not real Chalipin. It was really a sale. It was a sale. How was it a sale? I bought your Shor and I pay for it with the Mishnah. That's what it means. Kamar back in the Gemara, my case, that Ochi Kamar. Yesh Dom Shein Ke Chalipin, it's like Chalipin. Kate said, Hichlif Demei Shor Bapara. I gave you the money of the Shor for the Para, or Demei Chamor Bishor, whatever the case was there. My term Nachman, because Rav Nachman holds really the money itself would be kona. Reasoning just Meshichas, Bisham Zech, Mel Sashikh goes Rabbanim, Mel Sashikh goes Rabbanim. So over here, effectively, when we agreed and I gave you effectively the money for that, they weren't gozer. And my giving you the para means that the value of the para, it's like you've given it to you and it's yours, even though you didn't make a Meshich on it yet. Mel Sashikh goes Rabbanim. Uver Shlokish Domer Meshicha Mufreshis Manatora. According to Resh Lakish, listen to this. Resh Lakish says that no, money doesn't work. Money doesn't work to make the kinyan min haTorah. Mashiach gazez nasan yad liyad. So it's going to be a learner from there that Mashiach, that money does not make an acquisition. It works on karka, but it doesn't work on metalflim. So he says Mashiach is flourishing the Torah. It's not a gzeir drabanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a gzeir drabanan. Min haTorah, money can make the acquisition. If I go and I buy a loaf of bread and I give the guy the money, I own the bread already. I don't have to make a mashiach on the bread or on the item or the cow or whatever it was. That's good. Except the rabbi said you have to make mashiach. So you shouldn't come out. According to Resh Lakish, mashiach is only the only way to make a kinyan metalsim is mashiach. You can't, it doesn't work with money. So how is he going to explain this? Anichi, he's like of sheishes, feels like of sheishes, that what? That Mechalipin can work on Paris also, because he doesn't learn out from Shalafish. Now it's got to be Dafka, a Kli, like a shoe, even Paris also. Fine, he holds like Rav Sheshesh, if he holds like Rav Nachman, then it's got to be a Kli. Don't repair a lot of Chalipin. You can't make Chalipin with the fruit or with produce. Umatbeya lo kani, as we've said, that may be, you can't affect a Chalipin with Matbeya. Hechim with Harasla, how is he going to explain this, Brysa? Akoch Rav Sheshesh with Harasla. You have to say that he holds like Rav Sheshesh. That bartering can be done with payers. It doesn't have to be a cleat. Tanan, kol metalpin kon is asset. Any metalpin can acquire one another. But Resh Lakish, afilu kismali mos, but kismali mos. Even a sack full of money with a sack full of money. Now that's the money. That's the money. So how does a chalipin? It says kon is asset with chalipin, even though this is cash. Tagmar bacha bediner anka vaynigro. We're talking about cash, which is not really good anymore. It was canceled by the government. One was canceled by the local government, but it could be good in other medinos. And one was canceled by the general, by the king. It's not good in any medinos, but it's still used surreptitiously. It's used in private. Once where the king had canceled the Echad Shepasel Medina, one only this particular medina within the Malchus canceled it. So you have to tell me both of them. In other words, one with Kisma Mos, for Kisma Mos, in both cases, it were the exchange worked because they're not money. Like we said before in Amin Aleph, it's like metal, it's like a simonim. There you can't have an exchange, just money cannot affect an exchange, but this is not really money anymore. Why do you have to tell me both these cases, one where one's called Anka and one's called a Nigra, where one was canceled by the government, one was canceled by the local authorities, the street of the Ashmi and Paslasa Malchus, once the government is canceled, once the king has canceled it, it doesn't circulate at all. And so there, that's not points. But if it was only forbidden, let's say in New York State, not New Jersey, the Sagula Medina Acheres that works in New Jersey, And they cannot, not only cannot affect chalipim, it cannot nasa chalipim, it's also not nikneh b'chalipim. The Yashmin Paslas Medina, if you tell me only that state, asalit mishim dolo saigilo, but sinu lo v'chesi. In the state, it doesn't work even b'tzina. Even privately, people don't use it at all. It was canceled by the state. Of Paslas Malchus, where it was canceled by the government, the king, canceled the whole thing. The saigilo b'tzina, it still works b'tzina. You can still, people still use the coins privately. Is still considered Bay, and the complete street of the Italian. In both cases, if it's canceled either by the Medina or by the Malchus, it's not a coin anymore. And therefore, a Chalipin does work on it, both for making, for affecting the barter, and for being acquired by the barter.
So if I have a cow and you have an ox, and I say, I'd like your ox and I'll pay you my cow.
According to Rav Sheshes, it works anyway. You could just make an exchange of a cow for an ox because payrus work.
But not for everybody.
No, no, no.
I mean, not cooling alma.
No, no. Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, a straight exchange or a store for ox, that's a barter, works even on payrus. According to Rav Nachman, says barter only works where it was affected with a kli.
Right.
It's got to be a kli. It can't be money and it can't be payrus. So he'll say that it'll only work in this manner. Where I agreed to pay for it originally. It was a sale, right? I made a mashiach on the shore. And then I told you that instead of paying for it, I also have a par. Would you take that? So that's an exchange, but it's not really an exchange. It's really
a straight trade wouldn't work.
A straight trade wouldn't work, according to Rav Nachman. Correct. It wouldn't work. Amarabba, the last line on the page. Amarabba Afuna. Machor li ba'elu. A guy comes and says, listen, I got a bunch of coins here. I got a bag of coins. Sell me that, let's say, that shore for this bag. And you don't know how much is in the bag. The mecholi be'elu kana. It works. The yesh levano. So it works. Now, why does it work? It's cash. We just said it doesn't work with coins, right? We're going to ask that, Kasha. Mecholi be'elu kana. The yesh levano. Not only is it a good Kenyan, and this barter does work, this part does work, but also it's a regular sale, and there's a case of oh no, what's oh no, no, it's fraud. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if its real value of manufacturer suggested retail was more or less than a six more over a six more or over a six less, they can go back on the deal. So he explains, kana afagat blo masha, you're a kona even though you didn't make a kinyan on the cow, let's say the kivin lo kovet, since he wasn't particular about how much money was kana. Apparently it works with chalipin, even though it's money, but since he wasn't makbet about how much it was, it works, right? The chalipin dummy, it says that. Kona, afagav lo mashach, the kivin lo kapid, since he was not makbet, kona, it works, the chalipin, it's like chalipin, because he didn't care about the money. We'll see that. Rashi points out already, yes, Akasha. But there's still fraud here. There could be fraud. In other words, it's a candidate for a fraud. The macholi be'elu, because he said, sell me for these, meaningless. If I just sell you, if I tell you, listen, I like your shirt, I'll give you my pants. We don't care much. We're not so mockbit about, you know, it. Your shirt and my pants, whatever they're worth, maybe one's worth a dollar more, a dollar less. It's okay. We agree to that. No problem with that at all, right? There's no problem with that. You can't say, oh no, that it was worth a sixth more or a sixth less. There's no, it's not a sale. It's an exchange. Okay, that works. Over here, we're saying it's a sale and that there is ono, but it also works. It also works even though there's coins. Why does that work? It works because he wasn't makbis. How? Give him a cup of kana, the chichalipadam, if yesh lo of ono, the machalipa elu, because he said, sell me for this. So that means there is ono too. That's the first opinion. That's Rabba, Rabba Amrafuna. Okay. Rabba Amrafuna. That was Rabba. Rabba Amrafuna said that. Rav Abba Amravuna, not Rabba, but Rav Abba said the name of Funa, Macharli Be'elu, kind of Enel of Anah. He says it works, it's a Kenyan, but there's no Anah there. Now, what's Pshat? Shita Daman Be'en Makbaleim, if he's using this money and he's not Makbaleim, how much it is, Hakamina, the Khani Khalipanab, you said, if it worked as gives him the money and he's not Makbaleim, how much is there? He says, here's a sack full of money, a bag full of money. He said it works, it's like Khalipan. Okay. What happens if it's chalipin u makbet aleihem? What happens if it's chalipin, but he is makbet? He's particular about how much money is there. What's the case there? Here you're saying, because he's not makbet, he says, okay, I'll take the bag of cash and I'll give it to you. So you say, is a machlokas whether there's ono or not, whether it's a sale. But everybody agrees it's like chalipa, and that's why it works. And he wasn't, because he wasn't machbid about it. Since he wasn't machbid, it like works like chalipa. So the Gemara says, what happens if he would be machbid? What happens if he's chalipa? But he's particular that he wants to get his value. He wants to get his money's worth. Toshma, or his item's worth. Let's say a man was in the street and he was holding on to his cow. Well, when he's standing there in the shuk, the other guy says, why do you have your cow over here? He says, so he answered, I'm looking for a donkey. I wanted to make an exchange. So the guy said, yes, I've got a donkey. Let's make a deal. And I'll make a deal for the donkey. How much do you want for your cow? $100. How much do you want for your donkey? $100. Good. Mashach Baal Chamor Sapara. Met, right? The Baal Chamor made a Mashiach on the Para. Okay. So you think what? That should work, right? But what happened was the Baal Chamor pulled the Para, but before the Baal Para got a chance to get the Chamor, the Chamor died. So what do you say? Lo Kana Baal Chamor Sapara. The Baal Chamor who made the Mashiach first doesn't get it. Why doesn't he get it? It's chalipin. Should have worked immediately. Shmamina chalipin and makbid and lakana. Because he was makbid. He wanted to get a certain value. He didn't get his value. He was makbid. I said, yeah, if it's worth $100, I'll take it. But he didn't get a chance to get it. He's lakana. So what do you see over here? That chalipin and makbid doesn't work. Amarav atu chalipin b'shufti neskin. What kind of chalipin are we talking about? We're talking about nidis over here? maybe when it comes to the rabbi giving you a handkerchief and you're giving him $1,000 worth of chametz, there you know what you're doing because you're doing it for a certain purpose. But normally, if chalipin, you want to make an exchange over here, I'm not going to give you a cat. You're not going to give me a cow for a cat. You know, they're worth a substantial difference. Are we talking about idiots over here? The little copy that I'm talking about, they're just exchanging things without any thinking about what the value is. When you want to make an exchange, you want a fair exchange. El kol chalipin v'kapti v'kana. Whenever you make chalipin, people are makbid, and they work, and it works anyway. You can't say that it didn't work. Why didn't the chalipin work over there? Because he was makbid about the value, and he didn't get it. Well, any chalipin, normally chalipin, people are makbid. If I exchange my cow for your donkey, I know what it's working. Do you know why it didn't work over here? You know why the Baal Chamor, the Baal Para did not get the Chamor, right? What do we say? Who died? Look on a Baal Chamor as a Para. The Baal Chamor didn't get the Para because his Chamor died. Even though the Baal Para, the Baal Chamor had made a kinyan on the Para first, right? Why doesn't it work? He said, listen, I'll give you my donkey, but in return, I want a cow and a lamb. I want a cow and a lamb. I want two things. He made a Mashiach on the Para. Right? By dying Mashiach is late, he didn't get the lamb yet. So it's not a good Mashiach. That's why it didn't work. But ain't a chanami. If we made a deal, we know that your chamor is worth $100, my par is worth $100. It's a fair exchange. As soon as one of us made Mashiach, the other one acquires it right away. And that's why when the chamor died and the Baal Para, right, the Baal Chamor had acquired the para before, but he didn't acquire the para and the tlet. And therefore, that's why it didn't work. Because he said, I'll give you my chamor for a par tleh. He made a kinyan of the par, but he didn't make a kinyan of the tleh. He didn't make a full kinyan. Didn't make a full mashiach. That's why it didn't
work. Agav one without the other?
No. Agav only works on karka. On karka. Only on karka. Kinyan agav is when you make a kinyan on the land. You can't. In other words, the rule is that nechassim she'ein lehem achrayis niknin in nechassim she'esh achrayis the kesef shtar v'chazaka. Right? But it's got to be. So that wouldn't work. So and over here, It wasn't even done as that sort of, it was done as a barter, and neither one of them made a full kinyan. Had the Baal Chamor made a Mashiach on the Para and the Tleh, then even if the Chamor then died a minute later, it would still be a valid deal because at the time they did it,
this
did it. So,
people got the money in between. You know what I mean? You know, the case here
right.
$100. All right, so take the par because it's worth $100.
Yeah, but
here it's a straight.
It's a straight trade. They both agreed. In other words, a barter, a normal barter, is not like with the rabbi. Nobody cares about what it's worth. A normal barter is, listen. Yeah, my car for your car, or my suit for your car, where we know what the value is. So You said Chalipin of Makbaleyan and my Chalipin of Makbaleyan, every Chalipin is Makbaleyan. And as every Chalipin, we're not talking, oh, Chalipin, everybody is Makbaleyan and still it works. The reason you say over here, you can't say that it works over here, Chalipin, because he wasn't Makbaleyan. By every Chalipin, they are Makbaleyan and it still works. So what's the case over here? They'll have them Sheikh Amalia, right? So then why didn't it work? What about this case, our case of where he bought him a bag of money? We'll talk about that. So he said, here's a bag of money. Sell me for this bag of money. It works. And this one. So let's go back to this. Isn't that not in that Be'en Asa Chalipin? If I give you a bag of money, and I say, sell me your cow for this bag of money, and it's not clear how much money is there, we say it works. There is or no. Okay, it's machlok. Is it or no? Because I said, sell it to me. But the fact is, it's cash. So how does that work? Just because I give you the bag of money, again, why should it work? Would it work because matbeya? I exchange my coins for your cow. That's matbeya. How does Meyav Nasa Chalipin? Yeah, so that's the problem over here. And Rafuna said, even though you didn't make a kinyan on the animal, it's like chalipin. Chalipin, this is matbeya. Is that a proof of matbeya? Look, Rafuna Slover Kabiokhan, the answer is this. Rafuna also Kabiokhan, the Omar Dvar Torah Mos Konos. Minotaur, remember? Minotaur, money does acquire making acquisitions, just like we find by Kochim. Why do we say Mashiach? You need Mashiach. Money doesn't work. Rabbi said, Xer Hashem Yomerlo, and this book of Dechbalisa. I shouldn't come and tell you. After you paid me for it, your stuff burned down. Milsa, the Shechicha, got around the bottom. Where the Rabbana make a Xerah by a normal Kenyan? I'm buying something from you, I make a Mashiach. Milsa, the Shechicha, goes around the This is not a Milsa Shechicha that you would take a bag of money, which is undefined. That's the Milsa Shechicha. They didn't make a Xerah there. Therefore, in this case, it worked not really because of Chalipin, not because it's cash. Right? It's cash. The reason it worked over here is because I bought it with cash. Because it's not normal for me to buy something with the undefined amount of money where you didn't know where it is. So he said to Ravashi, listen, Atun, you, you said, what when Rafuna said this aloha, Rabba said in the name of Huna that it works with a bag of money and there is a no. And Rav Abba, Rav Huna said it works, but there is no or no. Okay, the question is there or no or not? Did he agree or not? Is there or no? Like is he mochel or no or whatever? Okay, that's the machlokas. But everybody says it works and Rav Huna works. You're assuming that it worked. Is it because he holds that Matbeh Nasa Chalipin? He says no. He holds like Rav Yochanan that in the Torah you can buy things with money with no mashicha. And the Rabban only made Xera by a normal case, but not a case like this where he gave him cash with an undefined amount of cash, right? So that's your answer. So Mar Huna Brei Rav Huna said to Rav Ashi, you learned it this way that you weren't sure what Rav Huna said. And you said, oh, does Rav Huna hold that Matbeya Nasa Chalipin? No, he doesn't hold Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. This isn't Chalipin. This is a straight purchase. But he holds like Rabbi Yochanan that a straight purchase with cash works. Except over here, they didn't make Xera because it wasn't a defined amount of money. I learned the favors that Rav Huna said. I heard the favors, and we had back on Amar Aleph, and then Bava Amar Aleph. He also has So I know for sure that Matbeh Nasa Chalipin, and over here it would work only because he also Rav Yochanan. And there was no gzeira over here of Yisrochum Techabliya, therefore it works as a proper kinyan. Now, who gives the item? So how do we do it? The rabbi gives us the handkerchief, right? The rabbi is acquiring our chametz, our rights to the chametz. We know the whole spiel, right? The rights to sell the chametz and all that, right? He's going to give it to somebody as a shliach, give it to somebody else. But he's acquiring something and he gives us the kinyan. He gives us the item. Is that how it works? And we know that it's how it works because that's how rabbi. Or is it the other way, that the person who's giving it gives an item? That's going to be the next discussion. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow. By Matt Conan, right halfway down the page, even with Agos Sabach. Pick it up there tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. Shavua Tov.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay safe.